Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting second, the first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third, the right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Steve Demeter. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Shoup. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Proctor. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Proctor. And now, play ball. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Kluszewski scores. Batty moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Callison reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Stump now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Nelly Fox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Billy Goodman now playing second base. Norm Cash now playing first base. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Stump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Stump reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers too. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 3 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman scores. Wynn moves to third. Esposito moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. One out. Ron Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Jim Stump. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim McEnany now playing right field. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Esposito strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shoup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Reynarlski. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Bobo Osborne now playing first base. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Demeter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is 0-for-1 in the game. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-5, White Sox. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.